need you. That's too darn hot. Hey, America. They say it's your birthday.
Paul McCartney, 1990, saying happy birthday to my lovely wife.
Happy birthday,
America! Oh, well, you know, same. My wife is America. It's in case you didn't know that I'm married to America. But yes, this will, let's say hello, shalom.
Shalom.
Bruchim abaim, vilkomin. This is It's Still Alive with Brian Steiner and...
Ronen Kochavi.
Yes, and special guest today, Andrew Sipe. Say hello, Andrew.
Hello.
You missed your opportunity to say hello, Andrew, but that's okay. It's okay. We'll get there. We'll get you.
It's not over yet.
We're still learning. So It's Still Alive, the show where we play only live songs.
It's our second
and games.
Show, right?
This is our maybe third, actually.
Mm, yeah.
I think maybe third show. If you count properly.
You think.
Yes. Well, one never knows.
All right.
So order in this case is unimportant.
It's our third
show. Number three.
But yeah, it's something.
We play live music. We play games. We laugh. We sing. We dance.
Yeah.
The dancing, of course, on the radio is the most impressive thing we do. Nothing we ever do will beat the radio dancing. And as always, we start our show with current events. And besides the fact that I just moved for days... And Andrew over here helped me out. Correct, Andrew?
Correct.
Was it fun for you, too?
No, my pleasure.
You should see this man sweat. It's a beautiful sight. It was my wife's, on our moving day, was my wife's 40th birthday. Yeah. And as I said to her parents, I'm finally married to an adult. Took a few years. So happy birthday to my lovely lady, whose name shall be America. Oh, well... And there you have it. But he did say, Yamit, you heard him. Hey,
yeah,
Yamit,
yeah, yeah.
You say it's your birthday. And then he broke into song. So, do you have a current event?
Well, No.
No.
Again.
Nothing exciting has happened to you?
Nothing exciting happened to me. Never happened to me. Actually,
never, so. Ever?
Not never,
you're a pretty
ever,
exciting
lately,
guy. When I hang out with
recently,
you, exciting
yeah.
things happen for me.
I don't know.
I think it's your good looks, you
yeah,
know, that
yeah.
just like rolling off on me. I once got Andrew laid. We can tell. I once got Andrew laid here in Israel, as a matter of fact, many years ago.
Yeah.
In the bar you worked at.
No way.
Yes, fact.
Really?
Fact. I totally got him laid. True or not true?
not true, but it...
But go, yeah. go.
You're not giving me any credit.
No.
You're not giving me any credit.
You got all the credits.
He's not giving me any credit. Did you get laid the night we went to the bar?
What bar?
Should I say the name of the bar? The Shusek. It's
yeah,
now it's now
yeah.
closed. Isn't it closed now, the
yeah,
Shusek?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah. he worked at the Shusek. That's how I knew the bar.
Mm.
He wasn't working that night, but we went to the Shusek.
Mm.
We had some drinks.
Mm.
Girl came up to me,
mm.
was a little bit flirting with me. I had a girl at the time who I still have, and I'm very happy to have her. And I introduced her to Andrew. And Andrew, did you get laid that night or did you not?
No, but she cooked me dinner.
Breakfast or dinner?
It was in between, yeah. It was really late.
It was like really late dinner? Did you sleep at her house?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
That's great. It's enough.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. You're
yeah,
can
yeah.
I say you're welcome now? Or
absolutely.
Do I?
Thank you. You're the man.
Oh, my God.
I'm a natural wingman. I'm a
yeah.
natural, just a natural wingman. So do you have a current event, Andrew? Something that's happened to you recently or something that you've read in the news recently that you'd like to share with the audience?
Well... Just moved to Israel, pretty much taking up my time,
not really paying attention to the world around you. Andrew is currently moving to Israel, by the way.
Mm.
Understands no Hebrew at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we will fuck with him in Hebrew later on in
yeah.
the show. We should make a whole segment out of fucking with Andrew in Hebrew
yeah.
while he's just sitting there pretending to understand. We'll just tell him nod. Just say yes and nod. there was a few weeks ago, when we were planning the beginnings of this show, Dr. John, the great New Orleans blues musician, died.
Yeah.
And when we wanted to play songs of his and as a tribute to him, and then weeks went by and it was already not headline, but
yeah.
it did happen before while we were in the planning stages, and I'd like to take the opportunity now to play a little classic New Orleans track by the name of Iko Iko, as performed live, of course live, thank you, it's still alive. Thank you, by Dr. John, Iko Iko. So please do enjoy it.
Man, Romo, here's the nigga. This a little tune to do every year in New Orleans at the Mardi Gras. Go to Jacques and Mofinande. If you don't like now what the doctor say, Giacomo Finande, talking about Iko, 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 Ande, Giacomo Finande, Ande, Giacomo Finande, my spy boy to your spy boy, they wouldn't sit in the lawn and buy you. My spy boy told your spy boy, sit your tail on fire, you talking about here now, Iko Iko Ande, oh Jackie Mofino Andande, Jackie Mofino Ande. That was Iko Iko Ande, who put his head in a chicken sack, Jackie Mofinande. And a little bit of boy, I would not fight you. It's Iko Iko Ande. I bound down on the river with a tennis knife, Jackie Mofinande. You see my queen, you all dressed in red, Iko Iko Ande. Set the engine red, feather in me head, Jackie Mofinande. Talking about here now, Iko Iko Ande, Jackie Mofino Andande, Jackie Mofinande. See my room running on dress in blue, that was Iko Iko Ande. I'll be dangerous too. Giacomo Finani. Don't take on down to second and drive. I go I can day. When I'm wild man holler with the Wahoomba. Giacomo Finani. Give me big chief, big out a golden crown. I go I can day. Bend my knee, but I won't bow down. Giacomo Finani. Talking about here now. Here now. I go I can day. Giacomo Fino Andante, Giacomo Finale. We gone down a little back of town. Now we Giacomo Fino. Sure get ready when the sun come down. Giacomo Finale. Dream out of rain and on the dress of red. With your Giacomo Fino. Man, Ted, you're gonna kill you dead. Giacomo Finale. Down, down to the mill for me. With your Giacomo Fino. Five ball make find you when the wild man scream. Giacomo Finale. Talking about here now. Hitting out, I go, I go, Andy. Giacomo Fino, and Andy. Giacomo Fino, Andy.
Giacomo Finale is what I say. Excuse me. So, Dr. John. Interesting Dr. John fact. He was a guitarist, mostly, and then he fucked up his hand. Something happened. He was having trouble playing the guitar, and so he became a phenomenal piano player. Mm. I mean, he obviously was a multi-instrumentalist ahead of time, but he became focused on the piano. So if it ever goes south with you, Ronan, with the guitar, how is your piano?
אין לי, אני לא, זה לא יקרה לי.
Big and black and white piano, no, nothing happening like that?
No.
No piano in your future?
I don't know.
Harp, maybe?
Maybe. It's a bit big, but yeah.
Let's introduce Andrew a little bit. We have him with us in the studio. Let's say hi.
Hey, Andrew.
Andrew, as you know already, is moving to Israel.
Yeah.
You can already make comments about
that. What's the reason?
Reason I don't think he's going to get in. Are you going to give can you give a 5-10 second reason?
Just always where I wanted to be.
Always where you wanted to be?
Yeah. Mm.
What age do you think, when you say always where I wanted to be, define always. From what age was this consciously, I'd like to be in Israel?
Are we back talking when like, I was in college.
College. So like 36. Yeah. From college, you've been thinking about moving to Israel?
Yeah, I was going to actually leave college and go to Israel.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it the women weren't working in college, so you thought Israel, or was it...
It was New Hampshire.
Yeah. New Hampshire? Yeah, plenty of women in New Hampshire? Hairy armpit women in New Hampshire?
You know, I really wouldn't know.
Well, let me just say to the Israeli women, 1.94 meters with very large hands, so if you're looking for a very large-handed 1.94-meter man, Andrew is now here and available. Mm. And moving to Israel and doesn't speak Hebrew, so you could totally like talk behind his back all the time.
I didn't get an answer. No idea. So I just want to know what's the reason.
Always where he wanted to be. That was his answer.
I mean, why? How come?
Why is it always where he wanted to be?
Yeah.
Is it a Jewish thing?
Could be. Yeah. I would say so. Just.
Have you been indoctrinated with the idea of Israel? Do you feel, or do you feel there's something beyond that?
it's really unexplainable. Just always felt like I should be here. And
right. Once you got the foreskin snipped, it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? You're always looking at your penis, and the first thing you think is Israel. So, I mean, right. So, Andrew also, like me, has had many careers in his life.
Okay.
You want to name a few of the careers you've had in your life?
Well.
Well. Yes, please.
The business world, insurance broker for over 20 years, and...
Don't give away your age just yet, okay? No, okay. Just go ahead, please.
But in that period of time, I also started acting.
You've been a business insurance person in several companies, but also in a family one. You've been an actor on TV shows and movies.
Correct. I've studied acting for 6 years and worked as a full-time actor for about 3 years in between there.
And you've been a mover. A moving man.
Yes.
And you've done that for 6 years. Not like for like a year or a summer. Like you did it for years.
Like a couple of years.
Yeah. So that's at least three careers we've gone through here. And when you were acting, it was a career. Like that was what you were focused on for a while.
Yes, for 3 years.
It was all you were doing.
Yeah, it was pretty much one after another.
And so what do you look back on and say, I'm really happy I worked on that? That wasn't
the
name
of the
TV
experience.
Show.
Right,
but is there like a specific place
speaking,
that you were like...
But it was a lot of fun.
The studying of acting was a lot of fun.
That
the
was great.
Doing the acting was more fun. What did you prefer?
It was more like background, small roles in acting, but it's a great experience. I was worked with directors like J.J. Abrams, Christopher Nolan...
Did they ever fuck with you? Even you know you're standing back there. Did they start fucking with you?
No, you're like,
you stand out.
No, no.
You do stand out though, right?
I do. Yeah. I'm not the only one.
Not the only one. Did you work on things that like called for like a lot of tall people, and like you were one of many? No.
No. I had more like a lawyer kind of detective kind of look.
Right. Did you ever see the movie The Tall Guy with Jeff Goldblum?
No, I did not.
Highly recommended.
I'm a big fan of Jeff Goldblum.
Love him. Highly recommended. So that's a little bit of Andrew.
Interesting.
That's you told me a story about all I'm thinking of right now is the guy that played Ray Charles.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. You told me a story that you worked on a movie as a background guy with him, and he came out and started hanging out with everybody.
Exactly.
And was fucking with you.
Yeah. I mean, people didn't even realize he was hanging out. We were just deep in conversation. And
what'd you guys talk about? Did you compare penis sizes, first of all? Because he's probably okay also. And, you know, he probably looked at you and was like, there might be something to compare here. Or it didn't go in that direction.
That's large what they did probably,
He wasn't overconfident? Did he just put your hand up to mine? You know, I'm just curious. What was going on there?
The set of Amazing Spider-Man 2. It was in front of a green screen. That was an interesting experience.
Acting when you have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's awesome. Look surprised.
Pretty much.
Look like you just saw the size of his hands. Okay, I think we should go on to some more music. I think I got a nice jam here, Use Me, which seems appropriate to the moment. I have no idea how or why, but we all love Bill Withers, and we all love to be used in just exactly this way.
Keeps trying to tell me I'm high. if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Appreciate y'all coming out in this rain. Yeah. Thank you. How about for the cats and the lady? Nice folks. Deep people. Yeah, I love them. They're all crazy. I love them anyway. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. One more time. One more time. One, two, one, two. Sometimes it's true, you really do abuse. Coming out.
We appreciate you, Mr. Bill Withers. We really do. I'm sorry. We really love that. We really love that version of the song. And I asked in advance to Ronan, who is the expert. I said, should I warn that it's going to come back? Like, he's not just ending the song. You're like, fuck no, dude. Fuck no, because it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's awesome. And I guess it's also a great surprise. You're like, why the fuck are they leaving this track on? Like, he's clearly done with the song. Suckers. If you thought that, you're a dick. You're a dick. We're professionals here, as you can tell. Andrew, we have a thing now that we call the Wheel of Topics. This is a weekly occurrence with us. See this hat right here with those little pieces of paper? Mm-hmm. Each piece of paper has a topic on it. Please pick a piece of paper out of that hat, and then we're going to speak about the topic. Hand it over. You wish you can read it. Please, that's my job. I got things to do.
Oh, you.
Got things to do. And it says, marmitot bormaziot bormaziot. What is that? Maze.
Okay.
That's the spirit.
Marmitot, marmita.
Maze marmita. Only musag maze marmita.
It's like... Actually, I'm not sure.
You're not sure what a marmita is, but you wanted to talk about it?
It's like, I think it's like a mouse.
Okay.
But it's like, it's a bit bigger.
It's somewhere between, like a field mouse.
I don't really know what do you call it in English? I'm
okay.
Not sure.
A marmita.
But it's, we can check it out.
Let's check out what a marmita is. But in the meantime, you wrote the topic. So while I look it up, you have to say what you think.
Well, I really wanted to know about this thing, but that's the reason I put this.
You want to know about it? Like, yeah, you want to know,
I don't have any knowledge.
About a marmite.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the reason we're all... Okay,
so you put in a topic that actually you have no idea.
That's part of the game.
What is, so marmite, I put in to translate, marmita. And it came back marmite.
No.
So
maybe so it's
woodchuck.
Not...
It's a wood. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? It's famous. This is a famous... that's if you would have said woodchuck, that's exactly what I said. And then you would have to say, Andrew, please say the answer.
Groundhog?
A woodchuck all the wood he could chuck, if a woodchuck could chuck wood. No, is this the first time you're hearing this too? Do I live alone in this universe right now? Really? Come on, dude.
Okay, so you know
a woodchuck, chuck wood if they could chuck wood, but they don't actually chuck wood.
No,
so it's a funny name for an animal that doesn't do what it's titled to do in English, at least.
Yeah. Maybe they do.
No.
No? You're
because
sure?
That's why they say a woodchuck all the wood he could chuck, if a woodchuck could chuck wood. But can a woodchuck chuck wood? Does a woodchuck chuck wood? Andrew?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen a woodchuck chucking wood? What have you seen a woodchuck doing? This is
burrowing. They get like under your deck and...
Yeah?
Like, yeah, yeah.
You have them in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have woodchucks. Hell yeah.
Concrete decks, you know, concrete.
I'm not sure we have it in Israel, actually.
Really?
I mean...
And you just kind of want to like look up what a marmita is and does? Is like, is this why you put the topic there? You put the topic there so we could like learn about woodchucks? That's so funny.
I didn't think about it.
That's a groundhog. Ah, okay. It's also groundhog is the same as a woodchuck. I didn't know that.
Very similar. Yeah, same family.
So do you know what the groundhog is?
Let me see a picture of it. Can I see, like, just because I don't really know how. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
do you know
this is a bonnet.
Do you know what a wood? Do you know what a groundhog is?
No. This is not.
That's not a marmite.
No.
I looked up marmita, and that's what it said. Woodchuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is something we should check.
So put in marmita in Hebrew into Google. We're totally Googling on live on the radio. Okay, I love that shit. I love live Google. Should I say the name? Maybe we're not actually using Google. We're using a different search engine. That's.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. As far as you know. Won't say names. So what does marmita say? Same.
I didn't know. It's,
you know what a groundhog, though, is? You know Groundhog Day in the U.S.? You know what that is? Groundhog Day.
I thought it's called bonnet. Like okay. They live in rivers and like there's, water.
There's no. The groundhogs like hibernate for the winter. Like they sleep all winter. Does marmita sleep all winter?
Probably.
Probably in my bed.
Ah, there's like...
I love a good marmita.
Okay, so this is it. This is it. And
That's a Hebrew. That's a Jewish. Well, you could tell by the lack of foreskin that this is a Jewish woodchuck.
You think?
Yeah. See, that's yes. This says that they're a marmot. It's a type of rodent, large squirrel. They're all in the same family. The groundhog.
They
also
the
look a little bit like
the...
beavers, and beavers do chuck bonnet. Wood, as a
that's,
matter
that's
of fact.
That's what I said.
Beaver
is
bonnet. A bonnet, but that's not a bonnet, the groundhog and the woodchuck.
It's like
the woodchuck.
It's the same.
Now you got me talking funny.
Okay, so.
No, it's same family. I'm not sure, but woodchuck and groundhog, it's not beaver. It's not the same. And well, the groundhog is the one that like decides, it comes out on February 2nd, and if he sees his shadow, he goes burrowing back into his hole, and then we have 6 more weeks of winter. Like, he decides how much winter is left, if he's done hibernating or not. That's the tradition in the U.S.
Okay.
And then there's a whole festival in Punxsutawney.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania, because they're freaks there, Liberty Bell and groundhogs. Where
it's a cute animal.
It is a cute animal. If you've did you know the movie with Bill Murray, Groundhog Day, where he's like driving with a little groundhog on the wheel and he's like, don't drive angry, it's great. It's a
funny.
Terrific scene.
All right,
so I hope that our listeners have now learned everything they need to know about marmitot. And what's the other thing you put down there?
It's like
you wanted to eat it in balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, it's just more.
It's a similar kind of animal.
No, it's nothing really. Actually.
Okay,
it's yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna play.
But yeah, I mean, now we know that we don't know, which is something.
The only true knowledge is knowing that you know nothing. Sunshine of Your Love, then?
Cream.
Once again for my lovely lady. Also Cream for my lovely lady. And also Sunshine of Her Love.
Let the cream bring a little sunshine into your life.
When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my gold surprise.
I'll be with you, darling.
I love that it has a natural fade out. Fuck you, too. okay. Shh. Okay, so first of all, we came back, and during the song, Andrew said that he actually has a woodchuck story, and he just like happened to leave it out during the whole segment. So, Andrew, woodchuck story, please.
Well, this goes back to when I was in college, home from summer break, and staying at my folks' house, and, well... There was a woodchuck that they had a problem with. A friend we grew up with, we'll call him Dan.
We'll call him Dan, who is actually a friend we grew up with. Okay.
Locals call him Man Who Needs No Barrel, because he actually got washed to sea in California and was pretty much all right. But
one of the few.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So Dan came over.
Well, I had a problem with this woodpecker that was banging
woodpecker
on the side of
the house. Woodpecker or woodchuck? Now,
well,
now we're confused.
Well, this is a woodpecker, a different breed.
Your parents had a problem with a woodchuck, and you had a problem
with
a woodpecker?
Exactly, yeah, banging on the side of the house early in the morning. Back then I was in college, different views on things, and, I borrowed Dan's pellet gun to, kind of scare off the woodpecker.
By shooting it in the neck, of course.
Well, I couldn't get a clean shot, but... who knows?
It bounced off the house.
No, I never fired.
You didn't fire the pellet gun at it?
No.
It went away of its own volition when it saw the pellet gun?
No, I just never got a clean shot, really.
I gotcha. So you never got rid of the woodpecker?
No, it was pretty much...
Did you ever get rid of the woodchuck?
No, not really. I mean, I could have. This is what's really funny is... it's interesting. I don't know if it's really funny.
So this story about a woodchuck is actually about a woodpecker, and you weren't successful in either of them.
Well,
this is basically what's going on here?
I let the woodchuck live, basically.
You looked him in the eye, and you were like, you
pretty
can live?
Pretty much, yeah, because, my brother would just drop his dog off, when he went to work, and this woodchuck would make the dog go crazy.
Uh-huh.
So that was also early in the morning. And
gotcha. So what happened? You just went back to college and the whole problem existed for your parents?
Well, I chased the woodchuck up a tree and he's just hiding on this tree and I kind of held the pellet gun, up to him and I couldn't pull the trigger.
Right.
But
I say,
nice story.
We finally got to the crux of the story.
But it's years.
You had the woodchuck in the line of fire and you did not pull the trigger.
My parents had woodchuck problems for 20 years later. I kept burrowing under the front.
I think you made a right decision.
My parents have a woodchuck.
They encased the whole thing in cement and still like...
Okay. Well, we have to take a break for our sponsor, if that's okay. First of all, we need to say that it's still alive on campus Hakatse, on Hakatse.
Okay.
Right? And also, at this point in time, I invite you to contact Hakatse and give some advice to Andrew on where you think he should live in Israel, or make him an offer. But he's looking for where to be, what to do, and exactly how to do it. Very large hands, though. So now time for our sponsor.
Okay, so
our sponsor today is a very, very, very good company. If you have a garden, you want your garden to grow. You want bigger cucumbers. You want stronger carrots. This is the Dashan that's going to strengthen your garden, the Gina. This is magic stuff. I used it first time on my vegetable garden. You would not imagine the fucking cucumbers. The Gina, people, go find it in your nearest store. Put it everywhere you even have anything green. Even where it's not green, it'll turn it green. That's the power of Vagina.
Everywhere. You can put it inside the house.
You want green inside your house?
Yeah.
Dude, this is some strong shit.
Okay.
Trust me on this one. I think it also cures cancer. But I mean, I don't want to say that because then it becomes a thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Okay, we should.
Vagina for your Gina. There's there's never been anything like it. Brand new technology, still, but using Chomer that goes back thousands and thousands of years.
Wow.
Amazing. The modern vagina. So nothing you've ever seen before.
Okay.
That's our sponsor. Please look for it. You can write us. Again, you can. I'm sure there's a contact us on a Katze. You can let us know that you're looking
like
for some. We'll help you find one.
Facebook? Or?
We do.
Yeah.
We will. We do. We actually do, but yeah. We'll get to there. We'll get to there eventually. Yeah. This is It's Still Alive on Campus, a Katze. Right now with our Tachazit Yam. By Ronan Kacha. Did I say that wrong?
Yeah.
Say it right. Not Tachazit, Tachazit.
Again, Tachazit, yeah.
Oh, so,
I think.
Okay, no, you repeated it like I said was a dick. I mean,
I didn't say it wrong.
I was okay.
No, you're right. No, I was thinking about the Tachazit, actually.
Right. So it's time for our Tachazit Yam with Ronan Kochavi, and I'm just going to stare at the Beatles collage and Paul McCartney's vaginal mouth.
Yeah. Okay,
so please.
Okay, so, yeah. Okay, I'll do it in Hebrew. Just
please,
for the, you know,
please.
For the...
Andrew does not need to know. Yeah. He's here with us.
Okay, אז הים גלי, אין מדוזות, סך הכל תקופה ויום יפה ללכת לים, הייתי ממליץ מאוד.
כן, יום יפה לים.
כן.
Right, and the מדוזות left.
Yeah.
And actually for current events, going back to the beginning of the show, I just read a story that we had more species of jellyfish than we normally have here. Okay. It wasn't that we had more jellyfish. We had more different kinds of jellyfish than normally come here.
It's
where do you think they're running away from? That's the question.
That's nature, man. I think they're just spreading. You know?
You think there's just more jellyfish?
I think so. Probably. Yeah. I mean...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
עכשיו נשמע שיר...
כן, introduce this song, please.
נשמע שיר שאף פעם בעצם לא הושמע, יש לנו פינה כזו גם בתוכנית.
נכון, אז תסביר את הפינה, בבקשה. יש לנו פינת השמה הראשונה.
השמה הראשונה, yeah, of...
משהו שאף פעם לא...
אף פעם לא הושמע לפני, בגרסה הזאת, זה יהיה תמיד בגרסת הופעה, live. זהו, אנחנו נשמע את גל טבת בשיר שנקרא אבי שמואל נחום.
And הנה זה בא.
הצווארון שלא עקום או שאולי זה הצוואר ביד אחת מחזיק את ההגה ובורקס קשקבל כן זה לא קל הוא יספר אלא עובר שבמכונית ומה לך ולמיתון אתה נוסע במונית כשעוצרים כרגלו הוא מתקתק שם מספרים 10 שקלים אליו למנהל שלו 20 30 שקלים זה יעלה הוא מציר בביטחון אבל מופתע כשבורח מהטקסי האדום ברגע של עוצמה או שאולי ברגע של חולשה הוא רודף אחר האיש איך הוא ברח ללא בושה הרי שירות סופק ועל שירות מגיע לו תשלום אחרת שמו בישראל הוא לא אבי שמואל נחום בסמטה שלישית שמואל נחום מבין שהוא אבי נשף מוטש ידו המזיעה על העמוד זה לא הוגן הוא מתחנן זה לא הוגן וזה לא טוב הוא מדדל לאט אורפו שמות חוזר אל הרחוב וכשמגיע אל הרחוב שמואל מבין שזה הסוף הרי המכונית שלו חנתה ממש ממול דוכן העוף שולח יד אל כיס הפרונט ואל הכיס האחורי לא זה לא יכול להיות מזיע זה לא אפשרי בבת אחת חושל מחנק ביד ושקט בריאות הוא נופל אל הרצפה רק חושך הוא יכול לראות שומע בחורה צועקת או אליו הולך חבר שמואל מבין שזה הסוף הוא עומד להתפגר כולם כולם רצו שיתעורר, אבל שמואל נשאר שחור. אפשר לומר שהסיפור שלו נגמר עצוב. העשרה בלוויה, שלושה יושבים שבעה שקטה. פתאום אני מקיץ מחלוני, מזיע על כל המיטה. האחוזה שלי גדולה, השנייה גדולה יותר. מזל, מזל שאלוהים אוהב אותי יותר. איזה מזל, מזל שאלוהים אוהב אותי יותר. מזל שאלוהים אוהב אותי יותר.
מגניב, שיר מגניב. גל טבת,
כן.
אהבתי מאוד. גל טבת. I think he should call himself that. I think at the end of his, at the dirty time, גל טבת.
אנחנו...
דבר איתו, דבר איתו.
אולי נערך אותו פה מתישהו גם, אז אולי תוכל להגיד לו את זה.
ממש בשמחה.
כן.
But just if he talks in that kind of rhythm that he just sang that song is. Mm. So I'm here from Tel Aviv and I've been hang, you know what I'm saying? Like that should be the whole show should go that way.
Rayon Tov.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you. I mean, just, you know, Rayon Tov, that's like my middle name. There's like Shem Tov, I'm Rayon Tov, Brian Rayon Tov, you know.
It's not like that Tov, it's not. It's not Rayon Tov.
It's not Rayon Tov?
No.
Fuck. Okay, so we spoke to Andrew. You've had almost an hour now to think about this. And I said, since I've been acting and were an actor and studied acting and have this, you should pick a scene from a movie or from something.
Okay.
And do a monologue for us right here on the radio live. And so please, do you want to say what it's from or you just want to do it?
Sure. Well, yeah, this monologue is from a movie that came out during 1942, during the American War with Japan.
It came out in 1942?
Yeah.
So it's like a propaganda movie?
Sort of, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
It was Guadalcanal Island.
Okay.
Guadalcanal Story.
And what actor?
I'm sorry, Guadalcanal Diaries.
Okay, and who's the actor that you're going to be doing a monologue from?
Can't give you the names off
okay.
of my head, but it was like
okay.
a lot of the big actors.
In 1942.
Yeah, got together to do this movie really quickly.
Can you name one big actor in 1942? Anyone, just one big actor in 1942, even that wasn't in this movie that you're talking about.
Is that before Frank Sinatra?
Thank you very much. Okay, so you're going to do a monologue from a 1942 World War II kind of propaganda American film.
Right, right. They're at this present scene, they're being bombed by the Japanese. The American Navy was basically ran off by the Japanese Navy until they regrouped and had another battle. But basically, the American Navy was run off, and the troops are trapped there, and they're being bombed. And it's just basically a real kind of scene of just ordinary people kind of in a tough spot.
And your monologue is of a normal soldier or of somebody high up like a captain or a general or you're not sure about
someone
it?
Someone they looked up to. Is,
okay. Is speaking to them. Someone speaking
yeah,
to the troops.
Yeah, someone they really looked
well,
up to.
Well, do you want me to make really bomb sounds while this is going on to make it more like that and stuff? No, I won't do. I'm just kidding.
Throw me an option.
All right, take it away.
All right. I'm no hero. I'm just a guy. I came out here because someone had to come. I don't want no medals. I just want to get this thing over with and go back home. Just like everyone else, and I'm telling you I don't like it. Except maybe there's nothing I could do about it. I can't tell those bombs to hit somewhere else. Like I said before, it's up to somebody bigger than me. Bigger than anyone. What I mean is, I guess it's up to God. I'm not kidding when I say I sure hope he knows how I feel. I'm not going to say I'm sorry for everything I've done. Maybe I am and maybe I'm not. When you're scared like this, the first thing you try to do is start trying to square things. If I get out of this alive, I'll probably go out and do the same things all over again. So what's the use of kidding myself? All I know is I didn't ask to get into this spot. And if we get it, it sure looks that way now. Well, I hope he figures we did the best we could and he lets it go at that. This might be a funny kind of praying, all of you. But it's what I'm thinking and praying. See?
Sweet.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Emotional shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay. That's, thank you. Thank you for doing that for us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. So I guess it's time to say thank you. Thank you to Akutse. Thank you to Ronan. Thank you to myself, of course.
Thank you, Brian.
Never leave yourself out of the equation unless you're not in it.
Hey. Yeah, okay, I get it. Okay, don't go there.
Andrew, thank you for coming out. Good luck.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Kick ass. And once again, anybody wants to check out his big hands, please just give us a shout out and we will. We'll show them to you. We'll send you a fax just with his hands on them because that's what we do. And all I have to say right now is It's All Over But The Shouting, which is the name of our final song. You know the song It's All Over But The Shouting?
No.
Oh, well, this is a cover version of a song that you don't know then, so we might as well call it the original version.
Mm.
This is the Greyhounds, another nice jammy New Orleans band. By the way, speaking of New Orleans, I believe this is also a New Orleans band. And this is It's All Over But The Shouting by the Greyhounds. We hope you have a lovely Saturday, enjoying all of the rest of the music going on here, but mostly ours. Peace out. I'm searching from the front door. He's calling up tomorrow.
the call you sweet thing. You used to say that.